from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm walking back, Sassy. Kick us off, man.
All right. I'm going to start here. I've got a couple of
them. Is it any take from yesteryear? Okay.
Anything. You can walk anything back. Because look, there's times when we want to basically walk things back in life, right? Number one, this is non-sports. I just want to apologize to all the parents out there. My little guy is sick legitimately for the first time ever. And when I say my eardrums are hurting, my eardrums are so hurting right now. You think you know, but you don't know until you finally go through it. And he's gone 9 months without really being sick. Oh. And he's got a stuffy nose, but I don't know what's wrong. He's just not feeling good. He is screaming at the top of his lungs. Top of his lungs. From about 9 o'clock last night until 4 o'clock this morning. I got no sleep. And so I just want to apologize to all the parents out there. If I ever rolled my eyes at somebody explaining how they have zero sleep and how tired they are, anyone, my own parents included, family members, anyone out there, like, I'm sorry. I'm walking it back. I'm walking it back. A sick child might be one of the worst, at that age too, when they're screaming and yelling, might be one of the worst things on the planet for your own mental and physical health. I mean, obviously you want your child to be okay. And in that part, you know, it sucks that you can't control how sick they are. But dear God, LJ, stop screaming right in my eardrum.
Well, guess what? He's going to get sick a lot more.
Yeah, I know.
Especially when he starts going to daycare, preschool, Montessori school, TK, whatever it is. They get sick, buddy. They get sick.
And then you'll get sick.
So then you'll get sick. It comes full circle.
And then we'll get sick. And then we'll get sick.
So you're walking back.
Opinion I ever had of anyone that I thought lesser of for whatever reason regarding their kids and their own sleep and all that. Like, I thought I knew. I did. I thought I knew. No, I had no idea. Until you walk a mile in a man's shoes or woman's, you have no idea what it's like. And you know what? I'm sorry.
Spadoni,
I walk it back.
It's good to know that we've been ignored for a long, long time. And it took LJ to surface and come onto the scene for his, you know.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. Must be nice.
My next one, Sean Payton. I think Sean Payton is one of the most overrated coaches of all time. He does have the one championship, and that puts him in the Mike McCarthy zone. But that being said, I thought that drafting Bo Nix was going to be a huge disaster. I didn't see it. I went to a Bo Nix game, the Pac-12 championship game, the final game. What? What?
I
what?
Just looked up Russ Spadoni.
Why?
Why?
Two preseason games in.
Hear me
two
out.
Preseason games
hear
in.
Out. Hear me out. When I watched Penix versus Bo Nix, Bo Nix couldn't see the field. Bo Nix didn't look like, he did not look like an NFL caliber quarterback. He just didn't. I'm just being real. And I was very, very unimpressed. I'm not saying he's going to be the best quarterback in this draft class. That's not what I'm saying. I just think it's going to be better than I thought. I was selling all my Bronco stock. Not that I had any. But now, I might buy a little. I think he's going to be good. Not great. I think he's going to be good this year. Right. I think Bo Nix and Sean Payton, I think they're going to figure it out a little.
I'm going to wait on that one. I'm going to wait on that one. All right.
But I apologize, Sean Payton and the Bronco organization.
I think preseason games.
He's not a disaster.
Yeah, you bet not be against backups.
I think it's going to work.
CJ Stroud was a disaster in his preseason games last year, and he was the best rookie of the year.
So, yeah. I got a couple I want to walk back.
I just think he looks good.
I got a couple of them walk back.
Should look good, by the way. He's like 28 years old. So
I'll walk Brandon back. I'll walk back 2019. And I've already walked it back, but I'll walk it back again for everybody out there who's just now, who became a roaster over the last 6 months or whatnot. It was one day when I knew the Niners had the number two overall pick in the NFL draft, and Antonio Brown was out there servicing. And I said, you know what? The Niners should just trade the number two overall pick straight up for Antonio Brown. Who's with me? Now, there was a lot of people with me. I ended up walking it back a week later, and I'm going to walk it back again. Number two overall pick. I once said that they should trade the number two overall pick that later on became Nick Bosa for Antonio Brown. So I'm going to walk that one back. I'm also going to walk back the fact that I said the Rams were done, they were done, they were done, they were done. They ended up winning the Super Bowl. They played that Monday night game against the Niners. I was like, they're cooked. Don't even talk to me about the Rams. I ignored them for six straight weeks. Like, yeah, they're whatever. And then they went to Tampa Bay and beat Brady. I was like, oh, no. This is not good. This is not good. So I'm going to walk back those two things. Sports related. I'm trying to think back to non-sports stuff. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to say that yet. Not trying to get in trouble.
Don't talk about that.
I'm not going to talk about that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Love it. Spadone.
So I'll walk some back, actually.
Give it to me.
So you guys remember during the Olympics, I used one of my final thoughts to absolutely crush handball as not being a real sport and that anyone could probably pick it up and play it in 5 minutes.
And you were wrong.
I was wrong. That's why I'm going to walk it back right here, because then I started watching some more handball. And the more I watched it, the more I started liking it. Listen, if it's hard or not, I really don't care. It looks like a lot of fun. I would love to play it. So you know what? I'm going to walk back my hate on handball. I like handball now. So I'm glad it's a sport. I didn't realize this. It's been an Olympic sport since 1972.
Mm.
That was kind of wild. But anyway, yeah, I'll walk back my anti-handball takes. I know you're eagerly anticipating that one.
No, I didn't. We got so many packed. We do got a lot of bad takes.
Well, you know what? You put out a lot of opinions, and you're going to have some hits and some wild misses.
This is like this is our first iteration of it, so we're just playing it and doing we can just do some of our worst ones ever. I'll just take the opportunity to do that now. I'm going to walk back thinking Johnny Manziel was going to be the savior for the Las Vegas Raiders, then the Oakland Raiders.
I thought he was going to be a perfect Raider, though,
too. I thought he was going to be so sick.
Yeah.
And I said, Khalil Mack is going to be the worst pick we've had since Jamarcus Russell. Hey. Well, he's probably going to the Hall of Fame. He'll be inducted probably as a Raider because that's what the best stuff of his career was. And Johnny Manziel on a milk carton doing podcasts and doesn't seem to have learned his lessons at all.
No. Oh, I got another bad take. Has to do with the quarterback of the 49ers, Brock Purdy. I went on a rant saying, Brock Purdy, third stringer? Really? That's going to be our guy? And then I saw him out duel Tom Brady. I was like, oh, that went A. He's like spoiled milk. It's not good. Not good. Not good at all. Not good at all. Welcome back. I think we're being a little mild here with
clean
the
walking
back.
I'll throw one more on
we're
here.
We're a little nervous to throw some bad ones out there.
What do you mean? Like, do we have some other ones that are...
I think we've got...
Well, here, I'll throw one that I'm not particularly proud of, but I got to walk back how much I hyped up J.D. Davis. It got to the point where it was just like, maybe we don't need to go to Matt Chapman. We could get similar production out of J.D. Davis. That was so far out of just of line and incorrect. So he's on, his fourth team now, though? I mean, with Austin Riley being out, maybe he can help the Braves, but that's a different conversation. But yeah, I'm going to walk back the hype I gave him there. He came on Garlic Fries and Baseball, guys. I tried to hype him up for it. It did not go anywhere. But for one brief moment last year, I thought they might have someone in this guy.
I think we also...
They did not have something in that guy. So I'm glad we got Matt Chapman now. Hopefully we lock him up for a few years. But yeah, I'm... watching J.D. Davis ping pong around baseball this year, that was kind of painful to watch.
A couple of our big walkbacks that we're going to do. Again, this is the opening one. We're going to do this every week, and we're having opinions of a lot of different things. One of the ones that I think is at the top is clearly the Trey Lance thing. We were both wrong on that.
Well, listen.
No, it's for the Niners, that ship has sailed.
I did see a report yesterday from somebody I really respect.
Don't do it.
I saw from somebody I really respect. They said, Trey Lance. No. They said, Trey Lance. Trey Lance.
You can't
even be a starter one day. They said he's looked bad. By the way, after the segment.
Monte, it's the open of the segment.
Me and Kyle Shanahan were all wrong. Okay, it's okay.
Get the whole video ready. So when we say Walking Back Wednesday, we're going to walk back things like this. Play the whole damn thing one more time. People want to hear it. This is what we said, and we're going to walk it back
all the time.
Well,
this is what we're most known for.
I don't know if we're most known for this. We're known for a lot of other things, too. If you want to do that, we got Giants. We got bad takes. All right, here it is. Here it is.
Oh, my goodness, Bonte.
I can't even listen to
it. Where do you want to begin?
Oh, I love this.
We got to begin with the quarterback position. And
Debbie. Big 957 The Game listener.
You're going to know what time it is. Subscribe to YouTube. Subscribe to Twitch.
Click it.
957 The Game. Mm-hmm. Joe Shasky the Butcher. Bonte Hill. And what we just saw at the quarterback position.
Oh, my God.
Let me just say this, Shasky. I'll start it off like this. I will be shocked if Trey Lance is a starting guy quarterback in week number one.
B, I'm going to be real with you. I've seen a lot of quarterbacks play for the 49ers. Undeniable talent, but it's not just the physical tools.
No.
It's the little subtleties of how he played the position,
yep.
The dropbacks, the ability to move in the pocket when there was a little pressure on the left or right side, and then he throws the ball on time, on the money, in the belly button, letting his receiver turn upfield and make plays.
Let me ask you about the present.
Oh my God.
The moxie steps in the huddle.
Bro.
There's a different swagger to this offense. And I know it's just shirts and skin.
Yeah.
This wearing shirt.
No, keep it rolling.
It's
painful.
The zip out of his hands, the way he can run eat up yards and gobble up yards. It just looks different. And poor Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm not going to say poor because he's got a lot of money, he's got a lot of cake, he's got the J's. But with Jimmy, Shasky,
He's throwing balls behind guys.
It was bad.
Wobbly.
It was bad today.
He threw a pick six for Fred Warner.
Didn't he just look tentative?
He just looked shook.
And he's holding the ball forever. He doesn't have the ability. Look, how about the yardage that's hidden for Trey Lance to just run?
Run. The RPOs and the effectiveness of the RPOs. When he gets on the edge, he can stop on a dime and throw it. The ball's outside. Even when he throws it outside the numbers, he gives his wide receivers a chance to turn and run. So the big takeaway is Trey Lance
is ridiculous.
Phenomenal.
No, he's ridiculous. Also, for a guy coming out of Division II, he looks like he's played in the league for 5 years. And I'm not even kidding.
He looks great. Also, the defense
line worse.
Is deep.
Loaded.
You can see Kinlaw.
Strongest part of the team.
Today, and they look good. Arden Key flashes well.
Oh, my God. Arden Subscribe Key. On YouTube. Hit up the 957 The Game page.
We just
I can't wait for 6 a.m.
Hold on, you got to lean into that one. It's so good.
It's bad.
So good. You got to lean into it.
Here's the funny thing is everyone's mad at us. You should be fired. Shanahan traded 3 first-round picks for him, not me.
No, nobody said we should be fired. Come on, man.
Now, here's the biggest walkback of the week. The biggest walkback of the week, and this is why, you know, you now get a feel for what we're going to do. And we're going to try to make them more current, okay? But we just wanted to give you an example, a little platter, if you will, some gabagool of what is to come for the football season this year. Bonte, I think the largest walkback is one that you need to do right now.
What's that?
It's regarding Taylor Swift. You have been riding Taylor Swift up until recently. You crushed her at every single turn.
Not every single turn.
You thought that she wasn't a good artist.
No.
She didn't deserve all of the hype. You didn't think she had good music. You did not think that it warranted 5 cutaways during the first half of the Super Bowl. Like, now, knowing what you know, will you walk back your Taylor Swift stance?
Oh, I already did. I did, like, during the season. During the season, I kind of said, I got no problem with Taylor Swift. I was just a little ticked off after the, you know, Kansas City scores a touchdown. You're paying straight to Taylor Swift. I want to see the celebration. So I've walked that back. Taylor Swift is fine. She's good in my book. I've walked that back.
All right, so I'm glad you walked that back.
I got this. This is great.
Give it to me.
Regarding Trey Lance, Niner Nick, our buddy Niner Nick.
Uh-huh.
Found a tweet.
Who's it from?
So it's my tweet.
Uh-huh.
And I tweet, text from Niner Nick. And I put it in quotations. Text from Niner Nick. This is a text from Niner Nick.
Okay.
Just witnessed the craziest pass from Trey Lance. Beat the rush, rolled out left, and threw a 50-yard dot to Trent Sherfield for a touchdown. And it also sounds like he's taking first-team reps today. And then I go in the tweet by saying, it is what it is, folks. It's Trey Lance season.
Yeah, we were wrong.
And Niner Nick was on. Everybody was on it.
That's why it's not crazy. Guys.
That is the funniest video ever. It's hilarious.
Clean it up, Andre.
All right, what's one take from me that you want me to walk back? Because I'm glad you did the Taylor Swift one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Casey Schmitt. I mean,
that's obvious. I mean, that one's not even worth,
bringing it up. No, the best part about it is we get George Kontos on the show. And Kontos goes, well, it's got a 50% chase rate. And Shasky's like, well, come on, Kontos. And then Kontos goes, well, come on, big boy. You want everything, right? And then we get Kontos off the air. And Shasky goes, well, he's just a pitcher anyway. He doesn't know. The Casey Schmitt stuff was hilarious, man. I feel bad for him now. He is so, like, Kruko was talking about his confidence the other day.
But at what point did I say he was a Hall of Famer?
Well, I mean,
I just said that the guy could play second base. I mean, base for the team.
No, you were
Shasky, you and I were in the same boat. We were both very, very excited for what Casey Schmitt was going to bring to the table.
You were hyped.
Oh, okay, and I was wrong.
I think part of it, the glove is good. I think part of it, we were just so starved for something good to come out that, like, you know, we're eating peanut butter sandwiches all this time. We get bologna. We think it's a steak sandwich. So
yeah, it's not like I was hyping up Steven Duggar. You know what I mean? Like, at least Schmitt's had a cup of coffee.
Listen. You know?
Duggar was here for like 5 seconds.
Listen. This dude, King Drew on YouTube, you guys are responsible for thousands of Trey Lance jerseys being bought. I still hear from people to this day. Yo, that Trey Lance video had me so hyped about Trey. Adam Schefter went on NFL Live later that day. Shasky was so hyped. I didn't even get in the house yet. He was already on the airways at 95.7
game. I got booked.
That was my favorite part of that day because I was producing our afternoon show that day. I get the call from Shasky. I have to go on air right now and tell you about
Trey
Lance.
That's not how it went down.
No, I believe it went down like that.
Back.
He dropped me off.
I might be paraphrasing a little bit, but
he dropped me off.
Field of Adonis.
Yeah, Field of Adonis. I mean, listen.
Some people are good at radio.
Hey, listen.
I'm not one of them.
I went on IG Live. We went on IG Live from In-N-Out with Brad Graham and Brad Grant from SF Niners was smiling ear to ear listening about Trey Lance, like, because he was on Trey Lance too. Because remember early on, when it was the pandemic year, we were doing a morning roast with Kate Scott, and I started scouting quarterbacks. And I sent out a tweet to the Ethernet saying, Trey Lance, just watch Trey Lance film. Wow. And then Brad Grant was on it too. He may have been on it before me. And he was like, yo, dude, Trey Lance, he's the one, huh? I was like, dude, Trey Lance looks sick. He looks sick.
I think I want to make sure we're very clear on this Casey Schmidt thing. Him being on the opening day roster was not me saying that he was going to be a 10-year pro and an all-star. All right,
geez,
all right, I was wrong. I'll admit I was wrong. But I was excited about the player. So sue me. Name a fan out there who wasn't excited about the player.
Walking back Wednesday. You got to lead into it.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. But I'll sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
I'll walk it back. He doesn't even look like a big league player.
Oh, my God.
I also don't think he can play second. He's a third baseman.
I don't know if he can play in the majors.
Well, no, defensively, he can play third base. Oh, man. I don't know how well, but he can.
I don't know.
He can't hit.
Oh, man.
There's money in being wrong sometimes, all right? You just got to double down on it.
See, the way I look at it is, even when I'm wrong, I'm right. Or no, actually, let me walk that back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.